Swart could be a charmer when required. Smiling disarmingly, he looked up at the warlord and shrugged.
I can go many places and see many things, but to learn real wisdom and courage, I return to the master.
Bowfleg's vast bulk shook as he laughed.
That's good. You still know who is master.
Swart stretched forward and kissed Bowfleg's footpaw.
How could I forget, Lord? You taught me all I know. I was young and foolish when I ran away from here. I am wiser now.
The warlord beckoned Swart to stand upright.
I'm glad to see you got more sense. But don't think you'll be wiser than me. Any beast fear like that soon be's dead.
Sixclaw turned aside, so the other could not see his eyes.
I must remember that, Lord. Too much wisdom can be the death of a creature. Very good.
The old warlord waved his scepter at the gigantic creature standing behind his throne, saying,
You see this wizard? He be rugged this spine cracker. This one guard me night and day. He slayed many, many beasts. You watch.
At a nod from his master, the giant weasel stooped and lifted the throne with both legs sitting on it. Showing no sign of strain or effort, he held it chest high, then lowered it slowly at Bowfleg's signal.
What do you think of that, eh?
The fat old ferret wheezed. Swart was impressed. Cleverly, he let his mouth fall open wide, shaking his head as if in disbelief.
Never did I see a beast of that size of power. Lord, you have both wisdom and strength on your side. No beast would dare to oppose you.
Bowfleg cocked his head on one side, staring at Swart pensively.
Then why do you come here?
Swart Sixclaw sat on the top step of the dais.
Only to serve you, Lord, and to tell you of the rich lands that lie to the south and west. Maybe one day I can travel there with you, as a captain in your horde.
Bowfleg rubbed a fat paw across his stomach and began to
laugh. I don't travel nowheres. This is my land. How would I want to travel for? Got everything right here. I like you, Swart. You're young, full of the big ideas. Hey, you come out of nowhere, raggedy taggle. And would you bring me, eh? Spear? I got many spears. Belts? Not big enough. Cup and wine? Who need them?
The spear is a symbol of your power, Lord,
said Swart, indicating the gifts one by one.
The belts are a sign of my support, but the wine is special. Fit only for great ones.
He uncorked the wine flagon and sniffed it delicately.
The oldest wine of the Southlands, dark and sweet with the juice of elderberry and plum. Specially for you.